The federal government collects about 17% of the economy in tax revenue. It appears that, ignoring what size of government is best, Americans have arrived at a practical answer, that they prefer a federal government whose budget is about 17% of the economy. That's a somewhat smaller federal government than we have now. Over the same period that the federal government's revenues have averaged 17% of the economy, its spending has averaged 19% of the economy. And that figure rose to almost 22% in the decade between 2009 and 2018. Of course, the financial size of government is only one ingredient in establishing the right size of government. The other is determining what government does with its financial resources. A government that devotes its resources to establishing laws and regulations that prevent people from harming others spends its resources well. A government that devotes its resources to establishing laws and regulations that favor special interests does not. What the financial data make clear, however, is that our government is clearly living beyond its means. This leads to all kinds of problems, and they are the most unfair kind, the kind we foist on future generations. Government debt is not the answer. We also need to stop wishing, hoping, and expecting that the government will magically be composed of the best and the brightest. Government will be no better and no worse than the general population. More than this, we must acknowledge that evidence matters, because no quantity of good intentions will change the facts. Human beings can accomplish quite a lot, but none of us knows all that much individually. So expecting people in government to be able to make things as complicated as pencils, toasters, and sandwiches, let alone to address issues as complex as healthcare, education, and welfare for a nation of 330 million people, is the search for fool's gold. Finally, we need to understand and admit that reasonable people disagree on what the good life entails, and the more effort we expend bullying one another with the power of government, the fewer of us will be living the good life. Whatever else it is, the good life consists of massive amounts of human cooperation, and only as much coercion as is absolutely necessary. And that is as good a place to end as it is to begin. This recording of Cooperation and Coercion, How Busy Bodies Became Busy Bullies, and What That Means for Economics and Politics, was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC, narrated by Pat Grimes, and produced by Dreamscape Media, LLC. Text copyright 2020 by Anthony Davies and James R. Harrigan. Sound recording copyright 2020 Dreamscape Media, LLC. Thank you for listening. Please check Dreamscape.